Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Last night, Satan did his counterattack. He did his counterattack and he tried to squinch the Spirit of God. He tried to squinch the Spirit of God's people. But we broke through. Amen. Took a while. Took a while, but we broke through. The Word of God will drive off devils.
Amen.
Will drive off demons. And will do what God says.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faith. 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 All things are possible if you believe.
Amen.
That's the hardest thing to learn. Hardest thing to learn. All things are possible if you believe. To glorify God is to believe God. To glorify the Lord is to believe Him. God says, be perfect, even as I am perfect. People around today, Satan says you can't be perfect. Satan says you can't be perfect. God says, be perfect, even as I am perfect. Who do you believe? Do you believe the devil or do you believe Jesus? Hallelujah. So the key is to find out what he's saying, to know what he means. God has perfect faith in his ability. When he said, let there be light, there was light. When he said, let the light be divided from the darkness, that was divided. When he said that there would be an evening and a morning would be the first day, then bless God, that was a day. It wasn't a month. It wasn't a year. It wasn't 40 years, 20 years, or 10,000 years. It was a day. God said it was a day that made it a day. It wasn't 100 days. It wasn't 40 days. It wasn't 1,000 years. It wasn't 100,000 years. God said it was a day. It was a day. Amen.
Amen.
God said, let the waters be divided. Let the waters be divided. He said, put a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let the firmament divide the waters from the waters. And it was so. God divided the waters from the waters. He put a firmament in the center of it. That firmament he called heaven. He didn't call it earth. He called it heaven. Hallelujah. It's a barrier between the top and the bottom. He made a dimension. His dimension's there and ours was down here. His dimension's there and ours was down here. He made another dimension. He said, let the waters be gathered together in one place and let the dry land appear. And it was so. He didn't have to struggle over it. He didn't have to worry about it. He didn't say it and go sit down and scratch his head and whine and cry and pine and say, is it going to happen? No, it was so. It came about as he said it would. That dry land appeared. It came right out of the water. It was there because God said it for it to. That's the perfect of God. That's being perfect. That is being perfect. That is being perfect. And you're to be perfect as God is perfect. If God says there's light, then bless God, there's light. You don't have to see it. You just have to know it. If God says he loves you, then you know he loves you. You don't have to feel it. You just have to know it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody praise him. It's about time the people of God begin to understand God. It's about time the people of God begin to know God. God is a God of perfect faith. He is a God of perfect faith. He has perfect faith in himself. It don't matter if you believe on him. It don't matter if you believe him or not. He believes himself. If the whole world denied him, he could not deny himself. Amen. Couldn't do it. He could not do it. People say God can do anything. No, he can't. I'm here to challenge you. I'm here to challenge you. I've been challenging you on some things all week, haven't I? All week and last week. I've challenged some people and run them off. Had a guy come over here yesterday. It was funny. He come over here yesterday. The Lord said, nail him. said, put it on him. He said, lay the gospel right on him, right between the running lights. Don't back off. Don't shine nothing on. Lay it right down there on him, because you ain't never going to see this guy again. He ain't nothing but words. He's nothing but words. He'll stand there and say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and bless God, and won't believe a word of it. He said, nail him right between the running lights. So I did. So I did. And he said, oh, I agree. And the Lord's saying, he's a liar. But I nailed him anyway. Just laid it out there. And guess what? He lied. God told the truth. He never came back. Praise the Lord. See? Have faith in God. God cannot lie. He cannot lie. There's another thing God can't do. Here's another thing He cannot do. When one of His children is walking in faith and trusting Him, God cannot let them down. He can't do it. Can't do it. It's not in God to do it. It's not in God to reward faith and trust with deception. That's not our God. That's not King Jesus. The devil will do that to you, but God won't. When you trust in Him, He comes and rewards that with His faithfulness. To be perfect, as God is perfect, is to have the same faith in God as He has in Himself. The same faith in God as He has in Himself. Hallelujah. When the Lord showed me that, there was like a light came on in my life. There was a light came on. Satan had my head down between my knees thinking I was a tear. And I couldn't believe that I could ever please God or I could ever do what God wanted me to do. Had my head just right down in the dirt. I figured if He pushed me any harder, I'd turn into an ostrich. Had my face right down in the dirt. God began to work on me. God began to deal with me. Began to lift my head up. Began to take my head up and show me. No, I was an elect seed. I was chosen before the foundation of the world. And I'm not the only one. There are others that are chosen also. And He said, you go find them. It won't be hard to find them. When you preach the Word, they'll stick around. They'll come to the Word like a moth comes to the light. I said, they'll come to the Word like the moth goes to the light. If you love Jesus, say, praise God. He said, those that you don't worry about, just watch it. He said, they're like those night crawlers that these Vermonters go after at night. You shine a light on them and they squiggly, squiggly right back into the ground. There's so much into the world, that earthworm, that night-crawling earthworm, is in the world. It makes its home in the world. Makes it in the earth. And it likes darkness, doesn't like light. Only comes out at night. And when you come at night and you shine that light on it, it just goes flippy-floppy. It goes crazy. Anybody ever seen them do that? They just go crazy. They don't know what's up, down, left, right, or backwards. All they know is they're trying to find a hole to get back into. All they know is they want to get away from that light. They can't stand that light. They got to get back in the darkness. Hallelujah. When a man of God or a woman of God comes down the road and starts preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, you watch those guys start squirming. You watch them. It doesn't matter what they say. They'll start squirming. Pretty soon they're on their way out the door. They're going to get as far away from you as possible. Don't worry about them. They're fish bait. Don't worry about them. Praise God. And I don't understand why Christians are afraid of hurting their feelings. I don't know why people are afraid of hurting their feelings. I'm not afraid of hurting the feelings of a earthworm. Not at all. I'll take that sucker, put it on a hook, and fish with it. Praise God. It's good for something. It's got to be good for something. I'll put it on a hook, throw it out there in the water, fish with it. Amen? Well, let me tell you something God told me. He said, never be afraid of offending those people. Y'all sit down a minute. I'm going to preach. He said, never be afraid of offending those people. Never. 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 Don't be afraid. He said, go ahead and offend them. Let them wiggle. Let them squirm. You know what they'll do? They'll run out there and tell everybody they know. And they'll find a fish. They'll find a fish, and a fish will hear it, and a fish will say, I want to hear more. I'm going to go to that light. I'm going to go to the light. Down in Florida, we used to fish at night. We used to go out on the Indian River, and we used to fish. And we'd take the light and put it out over the water, and the trout would just come to that light. They'd actually jump out of the water and try to hit it. And that's how you fish down there. Fish at night, because the fish come to the light. You see? And what do you use? You use a worm. You use a worm. The worm don't like the light. So when you put that worm in the water next to the light, the worm squiggles. Attracts the fish. The fish come eat the worm. You got it. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Give the Lord a hand. Lord said, I called you to be a fisherman. Called you to be a fisherman. And if you want to be a good fisherman, you got to use a lot of bait. Got to use a lot of bait. So don't worry about those worms that squiggle when the light hits them. Preach to them anyway. Make them squiggle real good. They'll go out there and they'll say, boy, I tell you, I was over at some tent meeting the other day, and an old preacher over there, and he blah, 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 and he blah, blah, and he said this, and he said that, and blah, blah, blah. They don't even know they're spreading the good news. They don't even know they're baiting the fish. They're baiting it. And there'll be people out there, and they'll say, all of a sudden, they'll come to one of God's elect seed. They'll come to God's elect fish. They'll be out there and they'll, wait a minute. That sounds sort of neat. That sounds kind of cool. I'm going to find out more about that. I'm going to go down there to that tent, see what's going on. And next thing you know, he comes in. We throw out the word of God. We hook him, throw him on the platform, say, there you go, Lord. He's yours now. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. That's my kind of fishing. I used to love to fish. Go get up early in the morning and go out fishing. Man, I would do anything to go fishing. I would skip school. I would lie to my mother. I would do anything to go fishing. And I'd go fishing and I'd catch fish. I was a good fisherman, praise God. And the Lord one day spoke to me and he said, yes, that's enough of that fishing. I'm going to show you some real fishing. Come with me. And I'm like Peter, man. I'm going to go do some real fishing. That fishing that lasts forever. Can't eat these fish, but they make great trophies for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, they make great trophies for the Lord. Give them a hand. Hallelujah. I went out of here last night. Went out of here last night, and I was saying, oh, Lord. Oh, my Lord. What was going on last night? Satan was hitting so hard and trying to block my mind and trying to cut me off. And my faith was so weak last night. But, you know, you, Lord, you were good. You broke me through and you brought us on through there. And we drove him off. But Lord, what was going on? He said, I'm teaching you a lesson. He said, I'm teaching you a lesson. I'm teaching these young men a lesson. Don't ever let your guard down. Don't ever let your guard down. Now, I knew that lesson. I knew it. I've known it for years, but you forget some of those lessons. Sometimes the Lord teaches you a thing and you let it slide. You see, you forget it. And he said, it's time to remind these guys. And these guys have got to learn it. These guys have got to learn it. They're going to be out there on that road. They're going to be out there where Satan's people are going to be, and they're going to come against us and everything else, and they have got to learn that you can never let your guard down. And you're going to stay back here. You're going to stay back here and carry on the fight. You're going to stay back here and carry on the fight, and you can't let your guard down. Satan's always ready to pounce, and he's ready to pounce the moment you close your eyes, the moment you doze off, the moment you decide to just kind of back off and relax a little bit, then bless God, that's exactly when Satan's going to attack. That's when you're the weakest. The thief doesn't break in the house in the daytime. He waits till everybody's asleep. I say the thief doesn't break into the house in the daytime. He breaks in when everybody's asleep. And it's when you're sleeping that you're most vulnerable. It's when you're sleeping that you're most vulnerable. That's why when I go to bed, I say, Lord, put your angels around me. Lord, protect my mind. Protect my heart. Lord, protect this flesh. And Lord, keep me throughout the night. Keep me throughout the night. Keep me throughout the night. Hallelujah. When I do that, when I remember to do that, it's interesting. I go to sleep praying and I wake up praying. When I remember to do that, I go to sleep praying and I wake up praying. When I forget to do that, I might not go to sleep praying and I know I don't wake up praying. But when I remember, I sleep praying and I wake up praying. Because God is faithful. God is faithful. Now, you can't help yourself when you're asleep. You can't control what you think when you're asleep. And you can't control your dreams when you're asleep. So if you ask God to do it and turn it over to the Lord is faithful. If you ask Him and believe Him, He is faithful to do it. And He will handle it. So that you can learn a lesson even from that. If you can believe Him for a little thing, you can believe Him for a greater thing. If you can believe God for a little thing, you can believe Him for a greater thing. One day, Lord showed me faith like this. He said, faith is something you've got to use. It's something you have to use. You have to use it. You have to exercise it. He showed me standing on a seashore. I saw myself standing on a seashore, and He handed me a rope. This rope was about 10 foot long. He said, throw it out in front of you. Throw it out in front of you. But I hung on to one end because that's, I kind of figured that's what He wanted me to do. Throw the rope out. So I threw the rope out. Now He said, walk to the end of the rope and trust me. So I walked to the end of the rope and trusted Him. Got down to the end of the rope. Got down to the end of the rope. He said, throw it out again. Throw it out again. So I threw it out again. He said, keep your eye on me. Don't look back. Keep your eye on me. So I threw it out again. And I started walking out. And the water got up to my ankles. Got to the end of the rope. He said, pick it up. Throw it out again. Trust me. So I threw the rope out again. Getting down to the end of the rope. Water's now up to my knees. He said, keep your eyes on me. Don't look back. Take up the rope and throw it out again. I threw it out again. Now the water's up to my waist. He said, do you trust me? I said, yes, Lord. He said, take up the rope and throw it out again. So I threw the rope out again. He said, walk to the end of the rope. I walked out to the end of the rope. Water's up to here now. Water's up to here. He said, do you trust me? I said, yes, Lord. He said, all right, take the rope. Throw it out again. So I threw the rope out again. Now I'm looking at the rope. It's just floating up here on the water. He said, do you trust me? I said, yes, Lord. He said, walk to the end of the rope. So I started walking to the end of the rope. As I got out there, the water got up here to my chin, then up near my mouth. I began tippy-toeing. Barely made it to the end of the rope. Water right here. Just lapping. Standing on my toes. He said, do you trust me? I said, yes, Lord. He said, take the rope and throw it again. I said, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. It's up here to my nose now. What am I going to do? He said, you're going to trust me. Throw that rope. I took the rope and I threw it. He said, now walk to the end of the rope if you trust me. And I took a step and immediately I was on top of the water. Hallelujah. 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 He said, now I taught you a thing. He said, that's how you learn faith. You just learn it in steps, a little bit at a time. A little bit at a time. He said, you don't go out here. He said, now forget these preachers out here that tell you to go out here and sell everything and give it off to the poor and just go out there and preach and all. He said, don't do that. He said, don't do that. He said, those people have no foundation to stand on. They go off and do those things out of excitement and out of emotion. They have no foundation. They have no foundation. He said, they got to learn to walk in that foundation. Got to learn to walk on that foundation. I would no more go up to George Gruner and say, George, sell your property, sell your land, and go out and preach the gospel, than I would try to fly to the moon without a rocket ship. It would be stupid. Because George hadn't learned to walk in that kind of faith yet. And that's not a put down to George. That's just the truth. Amen? It would be wrong. It would be wrong. But if God said for me to do it, that's a whole other ballgame. Because I've been throwing that rope out for years. And I might not always walk to the end of it, but I know how to. You know, I don't always be obedient. I know that's the preachers. You know, I break some rules here. Preachers aren't supposed to stand up in front of people and say they don't always keep God's word perfect. Preachers aren't supposed to stand up before people and say they never make mistakes. Well, truth of the matter is, I never do make mistakes. I just flat out rebel. If you love the Lord, say praise God.
Praise God.
I don't make mistakes. When I'm wrong, it's because I know I'm wrong and I want to be wrong. And you know what? The truth of the matter is, most of you are the same way. Most of you don't make mistakes. You just rebel because you want to. You see? And God is showing me how I don't have to do that anymore. God is showing me I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to be that way anymore. I want you all to look at a word and strike it from your language. I want you to try for 7 days. Bless God. Try 7 days to take this one word and totally obliterate it from your language. Do not use it. The word is T-R-Y. Try. Don't even use it. Take it and throw it out. Go into your dictionary. Go home. Get your dictionary out. Take a black magic marker and mark through it. Take it out of your language. Try. What is try? I'm going to try to serve the Lord. Huh? What does that mean? That means I'm going to fail. It's a back door to failure. And we use it all the time. Little boy comes home from school. Mama says, you cleaned your room. Well, I'm trying. I don't want to hear trying. Clean it. Amen. And then the mom will turn right around. Husband said, did you get the dinner? Well, I'm trying. Get it. Then the Lord says to the husband, did you love your wife? Well, I'm trying. You love the Lord. Praise Him. Praise the Lord God. Hallelujah. It's a bad word. It's a bad word. It's a bad word. It's a bad word. Just take that word and get it out of your language. It's a stumbling block for your soul. It's a killer of faith. And it stops you from walking in the power God has for you. The Lord says, I want you to have faith in me. Okay, Lord, I'll try. No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. That don't work. Do it. Do it. I want to show you a little thing. I'm going to pick on my little buddy Ricky again. My raisin. The famous rabbit hunter. This is my boy. This is my son-in-law. God gave him to me to pick on. Among other things. Amen. All right. There was a wild rabbit seen by my house one day. And everybody was telling me how cute this wild rabbit was. And I thought, wow, that's nice. You know, we have a rabbit at the house. We had a couple of rabbits. And they were those domesticated, you know, white rabbits with a little black on them. You know, real good rabbits. You know, I like natural rabbits. I like that. Wild rabbit. I like that nice brown, soft little furry creature God made rabbit. Don't you know? And they said this rabbit was out there. And I'm thinking, wow, Lord, you know, I wouldn't mind having one of them rabbits for a pet. Wouldn't mind a bit. All right. Next day, I'm in the house, and my wife says, Davy, come quick. Look, that rabbit's in the backyard. Wild rabbit. Wild rabbit, the backyard. So I run over. They say, you got to go in Ricky's bedroom. See, now, Ricky's laying on the bed, oming out, he calls it. He's trying to stack some Z's, get some sleep, because he's tired. He's been working hard, don't you know? So he's laying back there like baby whale on the bed. And I climb over top of him, go look out the window, and there's that rabbit out in the backyard. And I said this to him. I said, Ricky, that rabbit's in the backyard. Go and get it. Go catch that rabbit for me. And he says, oh, and I said, I don't want to hear any excuses. Catch it. That's a commandment. Now think of that a minute. Think of that a minute. Well, he went and he prayed. He prayed, and the Lord delivered that rabbit in his hands. He caught it. So praise God, love the Lord, praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After I had commanded him to go catch that rabbit, I went into the throne room to pray. Not that throne room, the other throne room. You know, sometimes I have to go to that throne room to get to that throne room. But anyway, I was in the throne room and I was praying, and I said, oh Lord, that was totally unfair. God, you're going to have to help him, because I know that poor kid will break his neck trying to get that rabbit. Let him catch it. And he went out there, and when the rabbit took one look at him, now, he had a whole spance to go. He could have gone anywhere. He was coming around, like, here's the house, back of the house, here. Here's the back of the house. Rabbit's out there. He's coming around the house. And by nature, the rabbit would have run away from him. Away from him. But what did that rabbit do? That rabbit turned and ran straight into the basement. And that's how the Lord delivered him. He was able to catch that rabbit. And we learned a lesson that day, didn't we? We learned a lesson. All things are possible. All things are possible to them that believe and trust the Lord. Amen. You see, why did God bless him in that? God didn't bless me in it. I mean, I got some of the blessing, amen. But God blessed him. And why is it? Because of this word that nobody likes. I think somebody said it. Obedience. Amen. See, we like the word try, but we don't like the word obey. You see? Now, God says that there are two things the child of God is supposed to do. He's supposed to obey and to submit. And yet there's two things that all people try to do. And one is rebel and be hard-hearted or stiff-necked. Amen? Stubborn. That's it. Rebellion and stubbornness. What does the Word God say? Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as the sin of iniquity and idolatry. Amen? The Bible says in over in Hebrews chapter 13, he says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. To submit means to do it willingly. Obey and do it willingly. All right? Now, he had the obey part down. He had to pray about the willingly. Amen? But he got it before he got out there, and God delivered that rabbit. Now, that may sound like a small little thing, but as far as I'm concerned, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. That fat little body running around trying to catch a limp little rabbit. But he caught it. Hallelujah. And that just goes to show, if you go forth to serve God and to do God's will, not trying but doing, He'll get it done. Stop trying to serve God. Start serving God. You want to succeed, serving. You want to fail, try. So I challenge you. Challenge you just for a little while. Just for a little while. Just for 7 days. 7 days. 7 days. 7 days. Everybody say 7 days.
7 days.
Stop using the word try. And here's, I'm going to put a little zinger in it for you. If you catch yourself saying try, you got to start all over. You got to start all over. Now, here's the thing. The Lord's given me for this for you to do. And you do it, God will bless you. You don't do it, it stinks to be you. Amen. You don't believe me? Just try it. Here's the thing. You go out and obey this as if it's of the Lord, because it is. You obey it as God, as if God Himself said it, because He told it to me. He said it. You go out there and you take the word out of your vocabulary. Take it out. Now you can use the word in the sense of it's a trying day. If you just got to use the word try, you can say it in the sense of, well, it's been a trying day, you know. But don't go around saying, I'm trying this, or I'm going to try to do that, or I'm going to try to do the other thing. Get rid of it for 7 days, and you watch what God will do for you. You watch the blessings that God will pour on you. Your faith will take a leap like it's never taken before. Like it's never taken before. Just obey the Lord. Just obey. It's as simple as that. Now, if you want to carry it a little further, I'll give you some ice cream to go along with it. That's the main meal. I'll give you the dessert.